entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we are in the process of helping entrepreneurs to become better entrepreneurs and helping entrepreneurs to help us make our show better and make me better and all that sort of stuff. I'm here with my trusty engineer tonight, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. And my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. He's not here, but I understand he's on the phone.
Yes, he is, Mr. Gene. Good evening this evening. Good to be with you.
Well, good evening. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm stuck out here on I-4 in the traffic, so I figure I might as well call in and be some use to you.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that. Are you on your way out of town? Are you coming? Are you in and out, or where are you?
I'm on my way out of town to the conference I'm going to.
All right. Well, have a safe trip and all that sort of stuff. And hopefully,
Bobby, could I hang with you for an hour?
Oh, yeah. You can hang with us as long as you want.
We're going to have the show go
until,
on.
Until the phone goes dead.
Yep. You're more than welcome to listen to it as long as you can. But we got to get going with the show. So,
all right. Let's go.
For those of you not new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play, and Bobby, if you got to let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Yes, that's what we are here for. I could use your help, your advice, and I have advice to share based on my experiences. And so, feel free to call the show. The number is right in front of you, 727-441-3000, and we will welcome your opportunity to help us to become better entrepreneurs and all those other wannabe entrepreneurs and all of you successful entrepreneurs. We need all of your help and advice so that we can all be in the same boat at the same time because we're entrepreneurs. We're trying to do things to change the planet, hopefully. At least I am, anyway.
Good riddance.
In the background, you hear Mr. Dukes. He's on the phone. He's traveling, but he's still here while the signal lasts, I guess. And so, Mr. Signal,
that's right.
If it goes out, just call back in, and we'll patch you right back in. So,
all right.
That's all I can tell you there. And so, tonight we have a special guest coming on, who is an entrepreneur. He's someone that's been on the show before, but he's an entrepreneur. And I am an entrepreneur, but we're going to share stories with you in terms of what we've experienced. And any of you others out there, you're still welcome to call the show, but we're going to be having him coming on, and we're going to share a little bit about his thoughts. Also, I guess I'll wait until he comes on. We're going to give you a couple of quotes tonight and that other famous individuals have said, And I'm going to give you my take on it based on my experiences, based on what those quotes say. And if any of you have any experiences to share, you'll be more than welcome to do that as well. Anyway, we have on the line tonight. I believe he's on the line. He's on?
I'm here.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
we have an entrepreneur. His name is Larry LaBelle. Larry, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. How's about you?
Well, I'm doing fine. Let me just kind of tell the audience a little bit more about you. Larry's been on the show a few times. Larry is a training consultant. He has a company that's called Win a Job Fast, and I'm pretty sure he'll tell you a little bit more. We are both in the training business, and we're both entrepreneurs, I believe.
Yep.
So I'm going to pick Larry's brain, and I know Larry's going to share his thoughts, but I wanted you to hear from one of my good friends how us entrepreneurs are trying to do things to help our workforce become a better, more productive workforce. And Larry's been doing this for quite a while. And so what we're going to do, Larry, is you can briefly just tell us a little bit about your background, give you about a minute or so, because then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and let you kind of start to spill the beans, in a sense.
Sure. Again, my name is Larry LaBelle. My company is Win a Job Fast, and I'm a career coach as well as a master resume writer, and I help people get a job very quickly.
That's what he does. He helps people get a job very quickly. Okay, we're going to take a short break, so here's something from our sponsors. And you're listening to me, Gene Hodge, along with Larry LaBelle, and we'll be right back with a word from our sponsor.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money! Money! That's what entrepreneurs do. I believe they all want to make some money. I know I do. I have a special guest on the line who's an entrepreneur, and we're going to talk about that from the entrepreneurial experience. And I think Mr. Dukes is still around. Mr. Dukes, if you're still there, feel free to chime in whenever you get ready. Hopefully you can still hear us.
I can still hear you. And want to congratulate Mr. LaBelle for coming back on the show again.
Okay, so we're going to interview a real entrepreneur tonight. So I'm going to start out by Larry. You kind of gave us a little brief overview, but what do you really do to make a difference as an entrepreneur?
Well, my
my audience is job seekers who are out of work trying to find another job, hopefully a job they love. And I push them to do that. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. Just, when people are out of work, the first thing they need to develop is an elevator speech. Because if they go out to a networking event, they've got to have a pitch about who they are and why they're someone they would want to listen to. So you've got to develop a short elevator speech, probably 45 seconds long and no more.
Okay,
so you got to build a resume. And the problem I find is most resumes that I see, I ask the people right up front, are you getting a lot of calls for interviews? And they'll say no. But they have no idea why. So what I try to do is work with them and educate them on what they need to put into their resume to get the attention they want, get more interviews.
Great.
The big thing that people forget about is using LinkedIn, social media. You can do so many things with it. First, you need to build a profile that's basically like an equivalent of your resume and so forth. But you've got to do something in your profile that's going to help get you attention. And the most important thing for me is the headline. If you think of a headline in the newspaper, if the headline really isn't very exciting, probably not going to read the article. Same thing is true in LinkedIn. You've got to make a headline such that it's going to grab someone's attention and make them want to read the rest of your profile. It's a huge, huge thing that most people don't spend any time on, and that's why they don't get the attention.
Great. I got another big question for you.
Go ahead.
It's going to help us out. What motivated you to start your business?
I used to be a director of training. Prior to that, instructional design and training. I did that for a long time. I was almost out of work every other year because I would be startups, and they would go out of business and have to search for another job. And after I'd been laid off enough times, like that, I said, "We got to do something different." And I suddenly came to me, it's like, "You know a lot about resume writing. Why don't you start a business?" That's how I got into it.
And you've been doing it for how long?
22 years.
I think you're kind of painting us a little. I think you're not telling us all of the things that you've done, but give us an idea. I know you're an author.
Yeah, I've written
many other things.
Articles on LinkedIn. Published 2 books on job search and LinkedIn. So yeah, I love to write, and I hope the stuff that I write helps people. I've heard from many that it has.
So you took your writing knowledge that you love to write, and by the way, he's also a poet. He took his writing knowledge and his knowledge of resumes, his knowledge of helping people to find employment, and started the business knowing it. Is that kind of the story?
Yep, that's the story.
After being laid off a few times. So you know what it's like to be laid off.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and nobody likes being laid off, I don't think.
I decided that I needed to come up with a program that was all-inclusive, that would help job seekers get a job fast. I called it the Job Search Acceleration Group, or JSAG. And I'm still offering that program. I do a lot of LinkedIn training to help people learn how to use LinkedIn effectively and create a great profile. One of the things in LinkedIn that people don't realize is LinkedIn has an algorithm that determines where you show up in search results. For example, if a recruiter or an HR person is doing a search for people that have a specific set of skills required for a job, you've got to know how that algorithm works, or you might be on page 56 and you're never going to get seen. You've got to be on page 1. So I have a lot of training that I do with LinkedIn about that algorithm so that you end up on page 1 of HR and recruiting search results. So you're going to get a call.
Okay. Now you're based out of the Tampa Bay area, is that correct?
Yep.
But you also do some things on Zoom and a few other areas in order to reach larger audiences, is that right?
I have worked with a group in Virginia called Career Network Ministry, running an accountability team for job seekers. It helps them set smart goals and meet them so that they get a job faster. And I'm going to be doing that same thing for a group here in Tampa that's called Career Rebound. lots of training programs that are all free for job seekers.
Great.
You want to get a job quick, join those groups with Career Rebound to get more help and support you could ever ask for.
You want to dig? Want to get a job quick, talk to Larry. Larry, very quickly, give out your contact information if you can. I'll ask you again later on, but
what was that again?
What about your contact information? How can we contact you?
Oh, sure. My name again is Larry LaBelle, L-A-B as in boy, E-L-L-E. My phone number is 813-924-8404. And my email is Larry LaBelle, all one word, Larry LaBelle 1947 at gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to repeat that later on. As a trainer, we're both trainers, but this pandemic has really put a lot of people in experiences they've never experienced before, especially as it comes to finding a new job. What kind of advice could you offer out to somebody like that?
They've got to start finding out about job search support groups in their area. I'm going to give you contact. His name is Gerard Roble. He's on LinkedIn. He has been researching job search seeker support groups all over the nation. So if you're trying to find a job seeker support group for your city, you can contact him on LinkedIn, and he will give you information about one or more support groups right in your area.
Okay, then let me just repeat that name again for people.
It's Gerard, G-E-R-A-R-D.
Okay.
R-O-B-L-E.
Okay. Now, do you know what these support groups may be doing as compared to, let's just say, some of the mainstream support groups? Like in this area here, we have something that's called Career Source, I believe. And similar names. Pardon?
Program. Career Source is basically a federally funded program, and they have a number of things, but one of the major things, they have a program called WIOA, W-I-O-A, and if you qualify for that program financially, and if you're out of work, you could qualify, you can get up to $10,000 a lifetime in retraining funds. I've known more job seekers have taken advantage of it. One of them got a PMP. And a week later, she had a job. She'd been out of work for like 8 months. That PMP made a huge difference. But they have all kinds of programs, Six Sigma. It's just phenomenal. They also have an OJT program at Career Source. And with the OJT program, maybe you want to apply, but you've only got 60% of the skills required for the job. You can get the WIOA rep, yourself, and the hiring manager together. And they will tell them that they will pay like 3 months, 40% of your salary for 3 months in exchange for their training the job seeker and the skills that are missing.
Great. Great. Now, these support groups, are they, how can we find out where they are, or is that still in progress?
Well, the support groups, like I mentioned, talk to Gerard Red on LinkedIn.
Okay, find them on LinkedIn. Okay. All righty. I'm just going to hit you with one more question before we take a break. What kind of roadblocks have you experienced as an entrepreneur? Anywhere between the time you started to present time.
Roadblocks were the trash that was in my head convincing me I couldn't do it.
Sorry, say that again now?
I said the roadblocks were the trash that was in my head that was convincing me I couldn't do it.
I thought I was the only one that had that.
Oh, everybody has it.
Okay. Okay, the roadblocks in your head. Okay, right. So.
Absolutely.
That's one thing I try to say to people regularly is that when you get that trash going, realize that it's fear. The fear stands for false evidence appearing real.
Real, yep.
So once you know that, you can get back on track. Because everything you're, the fear stuff is not believing.
Mr. Dukes, I heard you mention something. Did you want to say something?
Oh, I was just agreeing with what he said.
Yeah, we all have.
It starts in the head.
I thought I was the only one.
Have that fear of stepping out.
Okay, so all of you entrepreneurs, I guess all of the new entrepreneurs must go through that. Larry, would you suggest that? Or
yeah.
Do some escape it?
So if you make a mistake, people beat themselves up around it, but instead look at it as an opportunity for learning, which is exactly what it is, and then you can just move on.
Exactly.
Correct. Yes, sir.
An opportunity for learning. That's what you're in the business for, is learning. That's great. Great, great. So is that the only roadblock you've had, or have you had some others?
That's the primary one for me.
Okay.
Sometimes I beat it, but it'll come back again. So you just have to realize that. Every time it comes back, fight it off and know that it's a bunch of fear, false evidence will appear in your ear.
Yeah, I would say that that's one of the primary factors. I like to just throw this in before the break, though. But for all of you entrepreneurs that are out there starting, you are unique, and whatever thought you have that comes up for starting a business or wanting to have something that you like to do on your own, once you have that thought, remember that it's your thought. And your abilities are within you somewhere, or you can go out and get those. All you really got to do is tell others what you're trying to do, and many would just jump on board and help you to do it. But learn to like yourself as you are, because those blocks in your mind are only in your mind. We can see what may be blocking you, but the blocks are in your mind. Anyways, I just wanted to throw that out there, Larry. Because we're all different.
Is for both entrepreneurs and job seekers, when it comes to your LinkedIn profile, you need to develop work samples of things you've done, along with an accompanying story that explains the power of that work sample. Because work samples can sell you. I'll give you a quick example. I had a guy who was trying to get a job. He was a project manager working on redesigns of restaurant kitchens. He showed me pictures before and after of three of them. So we got to make a slideshow. He put some bullet points in. He showed them at the end of the interview, and they offered him a job on the spot. Almost never happened.
Wow.
So work samples can make a huge difference. You can post them on your LinkedIn profile. You can put a little portfolio together, a paper base, and you can bring to an interview. They make a huge difference.
Because having work samples, would you suggest speaking some examples in an interview?
You bring in a sample with you. You've got to have something tangible. Just like show and tell when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something you show, and then you've got to have the story that goes with it. It's a compelling story.
Bring it with you.
Yep.
Yes.
Have a little binder you like to put them in. Bring them right to the interview.
Okay, that's a great tip. Yeah.
In the featured section.
All right. Okay. You're listening to Larry LaBelle, CEO and founder of Kid of Win a Job Fast. He's sharing some of his knowledge and tips and his experiences as becoming an entrepreneur. And he's still an entrepreneur. I'm sure he's doing quite well. And you're still growing. Is that right, Larry?
Absolutely.
But we're going to take a short break. Larry, can you hold on for a few more seconds? We're going to take a short break, hear something from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Okay, we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you.
We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Listen to Larry. Don't let anybody stop you from pursuing your dream. That's why the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour is here for you entrepreneurs that are beginning and you experienced entrepreneurs who want to learn something from you. I'm here talking to Larry LaBelle, the CEO and founder of Win a Job Fast. He helps job seekers to find enjoyable employment, and we're picking his brain. And Mr. Dukes, if you're still there, feel free to chime in. He's traveling, but he's there somewhere.
Still here. I'm still here.
Okay. Larry, I got a question for you.
Sure.
For experienced and new entrepreneurs, we have to find other individuals to work along with us. We don't have to find them, but how do we find individuals that might tie into what we're doing and share part of the process of growing in order to grow you?
There's a couple of things. If you're an entrepreneur, first, it's really important that you create a business plan
mm-hmm.
that can guide what your business is supposed to be doing, what it's about, how it's going to make money, and so on. So that's a very important first step. And then getting a board of directors who can help you guide the business.
Okay. Because having others that buy into your idea that would like to help guide the business.
What was that again?
Having others that have expertise,
sure,
that would guide the business and guide you as well for the many tasks that are required.
Look for a mentor who has had a successful business who will be willing to mentor you starting on your own and making it successful. Having a mentor makes a huge difference.
Yes, it does. And they will come along. You don't really have to look for them, in my opinion, mm-hmm. that they'll pop up.
There's one thing businesses do when it comes to LinkedIn that most people don't know about. There, you can create a business page with specific information related to your business and not you as the one who owns the profile. And you need to do that. And then in your base profile, in your about section, mm-hmm. you're going to have a really strong description about what services your business offers. So people can go there and go, oh, this guy could help me with this, this, and this.
What stage would you suggest doing that on LinkedIn? At the beginning, or?
If you look, okay. If people look at my profile, I have a business profile.
Mm-hmm.
And in my summary, they describe all the categories of services that I offer, or training that I offer. And other businesses can do the same. So go look at my LinkedIn profile from Larry LaBelle. You're Tampa, Florida,
mm-hmm.
give you a sense of what I put into my profile that you might be able to do the same in yours.
Did you do the profile first and then start your business, or did you start your business and then build the profile?
Simultaneously.
Oh, simultaneously. Okay. It's good to know. It's good for people to know.
Because once you've got your profile, there's things you can do to promote your business, and it's free. You can set up an event. Maybe you want to have some type of promotional event in the community, and you could put an event out there and have people sign up for it and then attend. It could be done on LinkedIn or on Zoom. And that makes a huge difference. And then publishing articles go to all your level one connections. So if you've got a large network of level one connections, you're going to hit a lot of people and help build your, your reputation.
Your image. Reputation.
And that's huge. Yeah. But most people don't put any time into creating events or articles, and they're losing out big time.
Now, your business, you just got to mention level one. What do you mean by level one?
Well, there's three levels of connection. One is the level one. That means that you found somebody, you went to their profile, and there's a connect button, and you clicked on it. That means if they accept it, then they now are one of your level one connections.
Okay.
And you need to have a minimum of 500 level one connections, or you won't be considered a serious player.
Now, how long did it take for you to build that?
Well, there's two ways to do it. Yeah. I did one on the network, using the network icon inside of LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went in and picked 20 people to connect with every day until I got over 500.
Gotcha.
But I still do it. The other way is I go to the search box. I'll search for people that meet some criteria of mine, and then I'll connect with them. Through the search box, those are what I call my VIP connections. Those are the ones that have a direct relationship
with
what I do, and we can help each other.
Okay. Now, what's level two?
Level two is simply, if I have a level one, level two is somebody who is behind them that I'm not directly connected with, but I can still access.
Referred to.
Level three, I'm level one. There's a level two, and there's a level three behind that. So it's three different levels. The ones that matter are the level ones.
Okay, great. Great information, great input. Mr. Dukes, you got anything to say? I know you're still there. I hope you're still there.
I'm still here. I'm still here. Okay. And I listen to Larry, and the steps he just gave is... I used two, though, the first two, on my initial startup. But I learned the third one he brought in. I had never considered that.
Okay.
So, very knowledgeable. Mr. LaBelle.
Okay. Well, Larry, you're an entrepreneur, but what type of tip could you offer to a new entrepreneur that's just thinking about starting your...
As we said before, you got to first decide, is this something I love that I want to do?
Love,
if you don't get it, you're not going to succeed. But if you love what you do, success will follow.
Right.
Second thing, we talked about the business plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's the foundation for your business. It's got all the information that needed for you maybe to get funding, to know what your direction should be, and so on.
Great. Okay.
And the rest after that is just doing the hard work and, using like LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever, to promote your business. YouTube is a great place. Plus, you can make money. Let's say you created short videos on YouTube. If you get a lot of hits, there's a certain number after which, if you, let's say, had 1,000 hits, everyone after, YouTube will pay you.
Mm.
Plus, it increases your exposure.
Okay, I got
very good.
I got the big question for you. How do you build a team, or is it possible for one person to do all these?
One person can do it alone, but you got to have other people there. Again, like mentors to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a small business. I just pretty much did it on my own, but I did rely on people I know to mentor me.
Yeah, I've had an awful lot of people help me out.
I wanted to follow their success.
Yeah. They're out there. And I've had an awful lot get involved. And
realize one thing. If you want help from somebody, you best be willing to give back. If you don't, you won't get the help.
Correct.
Very important. Giving back.
Very important.
I don't use that term, giving back, too often, but I say...
One more thing that's not I think it's more for job seekers.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the problems I find is a lot of people who have a poor resume. We fix that. They start getting interviewed, but then they don't get any offers. They don't know how to interview. They don't have interviewing skills. They haven't practiced it.
Right.
Really through it so that they can get an offer.
Right. What would you suggest in terms of practice?
We have a group at Cool Rebound here in Tampa, and one of our programs called Transition Masters.
Mm-hmm.
The last hour of every session out of the 8 sessions is dedicated to practicing interviewing skills and getting feedback.
Right.
People who go through that program have a much higher degree of getting an offer than people who don't take it.
Okay, so there may be groups out there all around the country or all around the planet that provide stuff like that. Just got to go find them.
Yep. Well, go to Gerard Rosen again. He's the one.
Okay, so you got a person to go find that might know where those groups are. That's for all of you job seekers.
One last thing for the job seekers. One of the mistakes people make is they just send out resumes to anybody and anybody, and it doesn't work. What you need to do is select 20 target companies that you want to go after, that have the kind of job you want, and maybe have an opening right. People who target will get jobs lots faster than those who don't.
Okay, great information for job seekers. But would an entrepreneur do something very similar to spread the word about their services?
Sure. Well, you got who is your target market? Who are the companies you want to go after in your area?
Okay.
And how do you do it? For example, like the post office, I want you to put out a card with your information on it,
mm-hmm.
and you can target it to several different zip codes, and it's reasonable. So it's a great way to market your company and not have to spend a lot of money.
Great. 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 So we're going to take a break in a couple of minutes, but do you have any questions for me, Larry, at this point?
What are your greatest obstacles starting your business from the beginning?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What was your greatest obstacle in starting your business way back when you started at the beginning?
I'm going to say the greatest obstacle for me was getting started. I started my business based on a premonition or a vision that I was given, and I had to realize I had the right stuff. That was the first thing. I had to realize how much did I know already.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing was, how do I step out on it and start to go tell people what I know and how they can find out more about who I did that work for?
Yep.
As far as building the credibility. So that was the most difficult thing, is realizing how much I had done, which I did not realize I had done as much as I had done.
Yeah.
But more importantly, who did I do it for? Because they were the ones that chose me.
Yep.
And I stress this all the time. All business people, all job seekers, somebody's got to choose you to do anything. And it's very important to understand the people who choose you and why they choose you. And what do they choose you for? I had to go through that to realize that if I wanted to do this, I had to begin. I had to take that first step.
That's
you heard the old saying, if you take the first step, the others will help you take two more?
Yep.
And so I'm still stepping. That's the reason we have this show. I'm still learning to become an entrepreneur. Or a better entrepreneur, I'll put it like that.
One thing I found along the way, that when fear might set in, even if I knew it stood for false evidence appearing real, was to just go one baby step at a time. That I can mean.
Yeah, right. One baby step.
That's like if you were looking across the ocean from, let's say Tampa, and you were looking at Europe, you couldn't see it. But there's these little stones going out farther than you can see. You just take a step to one stone, then the next, then the next one. You just have to trust that set of stones is never going to end until you get there.
Trust yourself. Yeah, trust yourself as well. Yeah, we're gonna take a short break, Larry, if you don't mind. We're gonna take a short break. You're listening to Larry LaBelle of Win a Job Fast, whose job is to help individuals to find employment. But anyway, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose.
Find your purpose.
Where I'm gonna look.
I'm gonna say, look here, I have two shows. We say this now on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour and the show that's coming up in a few minutes. The Employment Opportunity Hour, but find yourself a purpose. I say that the idea that you may have in your head, the ideas that come to you, based on the idea, it will find a way to fit you, which you could turn into a purpose for doing what it is that you do. And so we all have a purpose, and it's all based on things that we look at ourselves and look at what we have done, and from that we can see things that we can do or could do, and it's a matter of getting started. But we can see your purpose if you tell us what you're trying to do and why you're trying to do it, and people will jump in and help you out, I believe. You're listening to Larry. Larry, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a caller on the line as well.
Actually, it was just a message from a caller from D for Mr. LaBelle to give his contact information and spelling of his name.
Okay, Larry, you got a request to give you contact information again and the spelling of your name so people can find you.
Sure. My name is Larry LaBelle, LABELLE. My phone number is 813-924-8404. And my email address is larrylabelle1947@gmail.com.
Okay, Larry, do you have a website as well?
Nope. I just use. Use LinkedIn.
I got you. Okay, so you can find Larry on LinkedIn as well. Okay, great. Okay, we solved that for the caller.
I did have a question.
Okay, question.
Is it 500 connections when you are qualified for a creator account? I believe it's called.
For anybody.
Okay, for anybody. Okay.
Anybody.
Whether you're a business owner or a business person or a job seeker, if you don't have 500 connections minimum, you aren't considered a serious player.
Okay, you got to build it. You just got to build it. Got to get started and build it.
Well, I'm thankful I'm way past that, but I was just wondering, couldn't remember where the limit was.
Oh, okay. Larry, you got anything going on that you'd like for us to know? Anything in the...
Tomorrow night, I have a Capturing the Power of LinkedIn class from
5 to 7. It's free. Go on to LinkedIn, and you can search for the event and sign up if you want to come.
Okay. That's going on tomorrow. Which is what date? February 18th?
Yep. 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
5 to 7 Eastern Time. They can find out more about it on LinkedIn. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, it's called The Power of LinkedIn. Is that the title?
You can search for the event.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so we can search for the event.
The correction to that. The man that Larry was referring to earlier, if you could give his contact and spelling of name again. The end of it.
Oh, Mr. Robo.
Yes, yes.
I think Larry, the caller had wanted to know, do you have any way of getting the contact for Mr. Robo?
Oh, sure. Just look for his LinkedIn profile.
Sorry, say that again. Just look for where?
On LinkedIn. Go to the search box and put in Jerome, G-E-R-A-R-D, space, Robo, R-O-B-L-E, and you should be able to get it connected. There may be more than one Robo, but he's the one in Georgia.
Okay, that's how you find him. Okay, great. Okay, and let's see. Okay, so your event is coming up on tomorrow, short notice. But you have any, I'll say within the next 30 days, you got anything else coming up that you'd like for our audience to know?
We have, starting on March 1st and 12 weeks on Tuesdays from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., it is a accountability team group.
Oh, okay.
What we do is we get you to set smart goals, ones particularly that are measurable. Once you do that, we hold you accountable for them. If you don't meet it, we just try to help you keep doing what's out the way. We don't beat you up because you didn't get there.
Right.
But it's a terrific group. It's modeled after the group in Virginia, the Career Network Ministry. I'm still working with them. But our group here can hold 12 people. So if you're interested, get on LinkedIn, send me a message, let me know you're interested.
Now, would you say these accountability groups are going on all around the country?
No.
Oh, okay.
The Career Network Ministry in Virginia is one, and I do a group of them, but I started one here for Career Rebound.
Okay, great.
It starts on March 1st.
Great. Starts March 1st. Okay, you listeners out there, that's for you job seekers.
Yep.
You have anything going on for entrepreneurs?
The first one I did for Career Network Ministry, we had 70% of the people placed at the end of the group.
Great results.
Yep. We provided training in all aspects of job search, practice for these things, and setting smart goals and holding you accountable. Terrific group.
Okay. You're hearing it right from the entrepreneur himself, Mr. Larry LaBelle, CEO of Gwen A Job Fast, and he's one of the most helpful people that I know. Larry, thank you very much for taking the time to come on the show.
You're welcome.
And if you'd like, we'd like to invite you back because the Employment Opportunity Hour is coming up. If you want to call back or come back on, take a break, come back on. We'll be starting up in a few minutes.
Well, so, I don't have a call to take with the client, so I may not be able to come back.
That's okay. I really appreciate the time that you did give us, and I will get you back on the show later on, and we'll do something for job seekers.
Sounds great.
Okay. I don't know if Mr. Dukes is still there. Is he still there or is he gone?
His light is still on. There he is.
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay, you're awful quiet.
5 minutes myself.
I'm sorry, say that again now?
I said I have about 5 minutes left myself. I have to attend this meeting.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to call us while you're on the road.
Well, I enjoyed it. I just feel like that was my responsibility to call in while I could.
I like that. You have a responsibility. I really, really appreciate that.
I'd like to thank Mr. LaBelle also. And I had comments, but I didn't want to interrupt with his.
Mm-hmm.
On the next show, I'll give my startup on my entrepreneur journey.
Okay, we'll be picking on you all the time to tell your story.
I know it.
Yes. So
it's all good, though.
Larry, feel free to call back if you'd like to share your entrepreneurial experience at any time along with other entrepreneurs as we try to grow the show. And spread the word as much as you can. We'd appreciate that. And thank you very much for taking the time. Okay, if he's gone.
And he has a new LinkedIn invite for me.
Okay, you got a new LinkedIn invite off the show as well.
All right. Well, thank you all, and I'll have to leave you too.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, have a good one. Okay. Oh, Larry's gone, right?
Yes, everybody. Okay, I got just the two. Just
us. Time is just about out. I got one quote that I want to read to you that someone just said. I have a list of quotes here, and I'm just going to read one because our time is running out. But I'm just going to read this. It just says, "It's fine to celebrate success." Okay, it's fine to celebrate success, but it is more important to heed the lessons of failure. Any idea who said that?
I'm not going to Google it.
That's right. Don't Google. That's cheating.
So I'm just going to be honest and say I do not know.
Good. I didn't know either. I know now. It's Bill Gates.
Gotcha.
Okay. Bill Gates said that. It's fine to celebrate success, but it's more important to heed the lessons of failure. Because a failure comes along with success. If you expect not to fail, then you don't want to be successful.
Very good quote. Good quote for entrepreneurs.
Yeah, for all you entrepreneurs that are out there. But all the entrepreneurs can probably tell you that and share some of those stories with you. All the new entrepreneurs, you got to be willing to fail. But it's not failure. It's part of the growth process. It's part of learning. But no such thing as failure when you're on your way someplace. Okay. Anyways, I just wanted to share that. Bobby, thank you very much, because I know our time is beginning to wind down. How much time we got left? A minute?
No, one more minute till I start playing the music.
Oh, okay. Okay, until he starts playing the music. That means I got time for another quote. I'm just going to just say another quote. I'm just going to change my mind on that. I'm give out a step to starting a business. Larry mentioned the business plan. So one step is to think about how do you visualize you starting your business, whether it's a product or service. How do you visualize it? And you got to be able to see it first and then try to design it and write it down as you think it through. Because to think about visualizing, how do you see your business? That's number one. Number two, where do you see your business going? Because it's yours. It's your vision. It's your business. Where do you see it going once you get it started? So think that out as far as you can, and don't worry about how far it will be, because it won't be far enough. There's always going to be more that you just never thought of. That's part of growth. Now I hear the music, which means our time is up for this Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Are you listening to Frank Sinatra, My Way? And I want you to know, when you're doing your own thing, you're literally doing it your way. Go out and change the world if that's your vision to go do. And we're going to stop right there. This is Gene Hodge with the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, and we'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater.
Go
FM
do it.
106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.